Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Breidweiser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Harshman covering. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Houdeman moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houdeman scores. Avila moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila scores. Kiner moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harshman. Strickland moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli is called out on strikes. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Hegan scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Harry Bird now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Rosen attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel pinch hits for Harry Bird. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Ray Narlski now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Dixie Howell now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Doby reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell has Doby trapped. There's the throw to Kell and over to Lawler, who tags Doby for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Altobelli hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso strikes out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Don Mossy now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.